everybody. Welcome during your drive time, your jog time, your laundry time, your whatever time it is. I'm super excited to come in and talk to you about this thing. I'm such a dork because I say that all the time. I'm super excited. But y'all, I'm telling you what, when you go into the Word and you start really digging into these stories and ones you've read over and over, and they're not just fictional tellings. These are real life stories of people, and it explodes in your heart because you're not only familiar with the text then, you are intimate with the Father who prepared that text for you, provided that for you so that you could do something different. Y'all, women of a different sort. Okay, so I've been talking a lot about mood, setting mood. Today I want to talk about the mood of satisfaction. The story of Sarai and Hagar. This is Sarai, or Sarah. This is before she was named Sarah. This is while Abraham was still Abram, before the Lord changed their names and so on. But the Lord had promised them to have a child that would then bring forth many nations, and the descendants would be great coming from. But God was taking a little too long for their liking. So then Sarai was like, hey, let's get my little nursemaid here and you marry her and then you be with her and then have the baby. She'll sit on my lap and have the baby and all this will work well. Well, it works. Hagar gets pregnant. Then Sarai gets this hag attitude, and I laugh because shouldn't their name switch at this point, because Sarai was being straight up hag. And she was mad because it worked out the way she planned for it to work out. See, you can see why God doesn't want that to happen in our lives, where we do things out of His order, because it works against our own fallen nature. And so anyways, Sarai gets upset. So then Hagar, who sees herself, she's being verbally abused. It's unfair what's happening to her. So she goes out to the wilderness, and she's hanging out in the wilderness, and she's crying, and she's upset, and she's all the things. And it says the angel of the Lord came to her. And y'all, what we get excited about right there, the angel of the Lord, that's Jesus in Genesis. This is Genesis 16, by the way. Jesus in Genesis. Y'all, He starts from the beginning. Look at, and I did devotionals this morning, and I'm actually going to share this devotional that I did in workouts a little later. I'm behind on them right now, but oh my goodness, Jesus in Genesis, He's there. So the angel of the Lord comes to her and says, you know, I see you, but go back. So that's not good news, right? Like, why would she want to go back? This is a hard situation. So then not only that, He continues with more news that's not good. He says, you're going to have a child, and this child is going to be the father of many, many, many generations, but he's going to be like a wild donkey. So it's not going to be good. And he's also going to be sort of the father of division between the Arabic community and the Jewish community, which is still exists to this day. It's prophetic, y'all. This is what it is. The Lord created this, allowed this, because it was going to be greater for another time. Anyways, so this is not good news that this woman is getting. But what does she do next? Her response to the God who sees her is just calling Him by name, El-Roi, or El-Roi, as some people say. El-Roi, the God who sees. So in other words, what was happening there is that she was satisfied with who God is. That was enough for her. Him seeing her, Him speaking to her, that was enough, no matter what information He gave her. Isn't it true that we oftentimes decide that God should give us something a certain way? And when He doesn't, we say, whoa, whoa, you got this a little backwards, Lord. This is not the way I expected it to be. So since it's not good, surely it's not from God. Because we decide that everything, or we've defined good as a certain thing, but God, who is perfect, He has written fairness. He has a completely different idea of a plan, perfect plan, for where He's going to take us. There's a couple different things I want to pull up right now. I'm all over the map with this, but y'all, in Romans 11, you have a hymn of praise, and it's saying, oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom of the knowledge of God, how unsearchable His judgment and untraceable His ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord? Not me and you. I know that's true. Or who has been His counselor, and who has ever given to God that He should be repaid? For from Him and through Him and to Him are all things. To Him be the glory forever. Amen. And if you go on to read Psalm 99, 1 through 5, it says that the mighty King loves justice and He established fairness. So who are we to say what we should be satisfied with. We have to simply be satisfied with Him. So when my mama was dying, there was a day I found this song, Satisfied by Jordan Feliz. And I sat down with her, laid down with her in the bed and began to play the song. And there was this part right here. And it says, and by the way, this was only probably about a week and a half before she died. And she couldn't do anything at this point. And she had moved from a place where, my heart, your throne. This life belongs to you and you alone. Let there be no divide. In only you may my soul be satisfied. And my mama rolled with all the strength she had. And she said, my heart, your throne. She knew she was dying and she was satisfied because He is enough. So as you go about today, there's another song. I'm going to put in the comments this. There's another song many of you know, The God Who Sees Me. This was written by Kathy Lee Gifford, of all people, but sung by Nicole C. Mullen. And she is talking about Him. I'll be the ring of fire around you. So I ask you to go into some prayer time and ask the Lord to show you where you are not satisfied with Him, where He's not enough. Ask Him to remind you that He is the cloud by day and the fire by night. So that you can know, no matter what the circumstance, He is God and He is in control and He is good. Define it by Him and you'll be satisfied. God bless you, friends. I pray you have a great weekend and we may have some snow. I'll see you next time. Bye.